Okay, Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph. Okay, the Mishnah at the bottom of the page, we're closer to the top of the page. The Mishnah at the bottom of the place, of the previous page, said there was an argument between Rebbe and the Chachamim. This is important to understand in the Gemara that we're learning now. If a guy says, this is my, there's a document coming to Beis Din, right? Two signatures. So one witness says, this is my signature. The other witness says, it's my signature. It's good. Okay? Now, Chacham, so what happens though, if this is, one guy says, according to Rebbe, yeah? Rebbe says like this, if one witness says, this is my signature, and another witness says, this is my signature, you still need another witness with each one of them to validate the document. The Chacham say you don't have to. If a guy says this is my signature and this guy says this is my signature, it's good enough.
If they testify on the document, not.
So the Gemara says, what's the argument between Rabbi and the Chacham? So the Gemara explains like this. Rabbi holds they're testifying on their signature. Okay, therefore, if a guy says this is my signature and the other guy says this is my signature, so we only have one witness per signature. Right? That's what Rebbe holds. So therefore you need somebody else to testify that this is Reuven's signature. Reuven says this is my signature. Shimon says this is my signature. So Rebbe says it's not good enough. You need another witness to testify that this is each one of their signature. So because Rebbe holds, the Gemara says, they're testifying on their signature. And if they're testifying that it's their signature, there's only one witness testifying that it's a signature. See, if I say this is my signature and that's your signature, and you say this is my signature and this is your signature, then each signature has two witnesses. But if a guy just says this is my signature, and the other guy says no, this is my signature, so Rabbi says you only have one witness per signature, so it's not good. You need another witness. Come and say no. It's good as is. Why? Because according to the Chachamim, they're not testifying on their signature. They're testifying what it says in the document. And then you have two people testifying what it says in the document, so it's good. That was the Gemara was explaining. Okay? So then the Gemara says like this. Okay, now the Gemara says like this. The Amar of Yehuda Merav. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 lines in the top of the page. 21, 8, 2, top of the page. Okay. Damer of Yudamerav, Shnai Machsum Malashtar. Two people signed the document. One of them died. Reuven and Shimon signed a loan document, let's say, right? And then Reuven died. And Shimon's still alive. Srichem Mashnai Minashuk Lohoyed Olaf. You need two people from the street to testify on the second signature. Bezu, in this case, Rabbi is Lakula and Rabbanan Lachumra. Okay, in this case, because according to Rabbi, you would only need one signature more to testify. And according to the Chacham, you would need two. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. Now the Gemara says like this. What happens if there's no two witnesses that can testify on the deceased? You only have one witness. That's it. Nobody else in the world knows this is the deceased signature. So then what do you do then? Okay, now let's discuss this for 2 minutes. Remember we learned last week when the Torah says, Alpi Shnayim Eidim Yakum Davar, each one has to do 50% of the testimony. If one guy does 3/4 of the testimony, and one guy does a quarter of the testimony, it's not valid. Okay? Torah says, Alpi Shnayim Eidim Yakum Davar. That means two witnesses have to make the thing happen, meaning, the Gemara learns out, it has to be 50% and 50%. If it's 3/4 testimony of one witness, and 1/4 testimony of another witness, it's not good. Okay? So he says like this. You have two witnesses that died. Two witnesses signed the document. One died. Okay? So the one that's testifying on his own, He says the living one testifying on his own. That's good, right? You need two people to testify that the second signature is the one of the deceased. Why is that? Because, let's say, Reuven was the one that died. Yeah, Reuven and Shimon signed the document, and Reuven died. So, it says that Shimon, who's alive, Reuven died, so Shimon's alive, right? If Shimon says, this is Reuven's signature.
Shimon died.
Not Reuven.
Reuven died.
Huh? One of them died.
Yeah, we gotta get Reuven and Shimon signed. Who do you want to die? who should die? Okay.
Muhammad.
Reuven died. Reuven died. Okay? Now, Shimon's alive. So let's say Shimon testifies that his signature is his, right? And he's gonna testify that Reuven's signature is his. Then one more guy from the street is going to come and testify that, yeah, this is Reuven's signature. Mm-hmm. So Shimon's believed on himself to say, this is my signature, like the Mishnah said, right? But now, Reuven's saying, let's say Reuven's signature is good. I know his signature. But that's only one witness. You need a second witness. So second witness will come now and testify this is the dead Reuven signature. Correct? In that case, it's not going to be good. Why? Because Shimon is testifying on his signature, which is 50%. He's testifying on half of Reuven's signature, together with another witness. So Shimon is testifying on 75% of the signature. And the other witness that comes is only testifying on 25% of the signatures. Right? Because Shimon testifies, this is my signature.
That's only one.
No, but he's believed on himself like two, the Mishnah said.
But according to Rabbi,
we need two signatures. We need two of them, Rabbi. According to the Rabbi, we need two signatures.
Yeah. So I'm saying, if Reuven testifies, no, but...
Oh, Reuven is dead.
It said in the Zem Iksav Yodi Vzem Iksav Yodi, right? So according to the Chachamim, which is the Halacha, if a guy says this is my signature, he's believed?
Yeah.
According to the Chachamim, he don't need anybody else. Now, Reuven's died, so you need two witnesses to testify it's his signature. So if Shimon says, yes, this is Reuven's signature, it's still not enough. You need another witness to make the second signature of Reuven's signature valid. Correct? Yeah? Shimon testifies on his oath, so Shimon's good. Now Reuven died, so we need to find out it's his signature. For Shimon just to say that it's Reuven's signature is not good enough. You see, needed a second witness.
Who is the other... Shimon needs to...
No! The Chachamim hold, if a guy says this is my signature, he's believed.
I'd like to?
Yeah.
But according to Rabbi, we need to...
Not more. According to Rabbi. This is according to the Chachamim. The Mishnah said, Zeim Ksav Yodi, V'zeim Ksav Yodi. Yeah? Reuven says this is my signature, Shimon says this is my signature.
Oh,
so Rabbi says, no, you need one more person for each. Chachamim say, Einu Tzrichim. Naman Adam Lemezek Savyadi. Okay? So, two living people. Reuven says, this is my signature, he's believed like two. Shimon says, this is my signature, he's believed like two.
Because they testify on the content of...
Right. Okay. Now, what's the case over here? Reuven and Shimon signed the document. Reuven died. So Reuven can't come and say, this is my signature, he's dead. Right? Okay. So Shimon, who's alive, says on his own signature, it's mine. And it's Reuven's signature also. Now, is he good enough for Reuven? No, because you need two for Reuven's. Reuven's not here to testify on his own. So you need to get a second witness to testify that this is Reuven's signature. Yes? Okay, now. So Shimon's signature is 50. Reuven's signature is 50. Shimon is testifying on his own and he's believed on his, and he's half of testifying that's Reuven's signature. So he is 75%, and the other witness is coming along and saying it's Reuven's signature. So he's testifying on half of Reuven's signature. So 75-25, that's not going to work. Because we learned it has to be 50-50 in the witnesses. Right? So therefore, what do you need to do? The Gemara says, Shimon could testify on his own, but for Reuven's signature, you need two other people to testify that it's Reuven's signature. Then it would be 50-50.
Shimon cannot
testify. No.
Can be a majority of like a witness within the... As a percent.
It has to be about 50-50.
Okay? I mean, so Shimon's believe like two, and the two Reuven guys are believe like two. So it's 50-50. So that's what Rav Yudah Amar said. Two people sign a document, one dies. Okay? So you need two people to testify it's Reuven's signature. Because if only one guy testifies, and Shimon testifies on his own and on Reuven's, so 75-25 is not going to work. So then the Gemara said, but what happens if we only have one witness that knows Reuven's signature? Nobody else is around. What should we do?
Can we use Shimon or not? That's the question.
No. What do you do? You can't use Shimon.
Because it's not.
Because then it would be 75-25.
That's not an option.
It's not an option. So the Gemara says, well, there's an option. What's the option? So the Gemara said, V'ilaka treya l'chad mai. What do you do? Amr Abayi says like a very interesting thing. Lichtiv chsimis yodei achaspa. Let the surviving witness, meaning Shimon, let him write his signature on a piece of paper. Okay? V'shadalei lebeidin, and throw it into the Bezdin. Then Bezdin will compare his signature on the paper to the signature on the document. Correct? So then, Bezdin doesn't need Shimon's testimony to testify that he is Shimon, because they have his signature somewhere else. The problem over here is, if Shimon testifies on his own, and on Reuven's, so 75-25. But what happens if Shimon doesn't testify on his own signature?
He can't testify for it.
Huh?
He can't testify for it.
Then he could testify for Reuven, because then there's two witnesses on Reuven. And Shimon, how could that be? Shimon writes his name on a piece of paper. Gemara is not going to be a piece of paper, by the way. It's a board, like a shard. It's a piece of, like wood or whatever it is. He should sign his name. Bezdin will, and throw it into Bezdin. Then Bezdin will compare the signature of the document to the signature of the shard. And they say, oh yeah, this is his signature.
Shimon.
Yeah. So we don't need Shimon to testify on his own signature. Because Bezdin has a signature somewhere else.
Well, he's going around it.
Yeah. So then Shimon could testify on Reuven's behalf together with another witness, because then Shimon's not doing 75-25. But the Gemara says, let him write it on his shard. Let him throw it into court. Bezdin will verify the signature of the document based on the signature of the shard. Therefore, Shimon does not need to testify on his own signature, because it's already validated in Bezdin. And then him and the other witness testify in Reuven's.
Obviously, solve the problem we had before, Alpi Shenayim Edim. So it's not equal, it's not 50-50.
It is.
It's Bezdin.
Bezdin validated half, and these two witnesses are doing half. What are you doing? Okay, so now the Gemara says like this. V'davka chaspa. He should only write it on a small scrap of paper. But Ava Megiltalei, but on a big sheet of paper, he shouldn't sign his name. Why?
Not on Kalab?
Doesn't matter. He should do it on a chaspa means a small sheet of paper. He should sign his name only on a small piece of paper, not in a big sheet of paper. Why?
If we created
the... No, look. Dilma Mishtakachli Inish Dalei Miley. a dishonest person might find this paper. The cost of a lawyer might the boy. And he can write what he wants. He's like, okay, give me your signature. You come up with the guy, show me your signature. And the guy signs at the bottom of the paper, and then you can write whatever you want in the whole paper. Wow. So the Gemara says, Abaye says, just practical, you should do it on a tiny sheet of paper that nobody can write a... No, you know, there's a very practical... You ever see when they sign a ksuba, okay? The din is, there cannot be any space between the final line of the paper, of the ksuba, and the signature of the witnesses. Any document that the witnesses sign spaces below the writing is not a kosher document. Why? Because then the guy can have whatever he wants. I lend you $1,000, yeah? And then I get to witness everything. They sign, let's say, 5 lines below the last line. Yeah? Doesn't say, you know what? The witnesses will say, and then afterwards, the guy will write it, and you also owe me another $10 million. And the signature of the witnesses is under the document. Right? So it's going to invalidate it. Do you know what they say? I mentioned this the other day also. When you write a check, you know, they show you actually how to write the correct way of writing a check. Because if I write a check to Reuven, yeah? And then I write $10,000 to Reuven, yeah?
Yeah.
Shimmy could find the document, find the check, and on the line where it says Reuven, he could write or Shimon. If you have an empty space, the guy can write or Shimon.
Right?
And then, when you come to the bank, it says Reuven or Shimon, the bank will honor it. Right? Or, if you write the check, you know, when you write the amount, yeah? You write the amount, $100, yeah? And if you leave an empty space, a guy can write and $1,000. Or 10,000. That's how you always write the line. Even in a ksuba, by the way, if there's too much empty space after a name or something, they will write a line in the ksuba that it shouldn't be, that you can't write anything else into it. So that's what Abaye says. If a guy wants to have his signature validated in Bezdin, he writes it on a small shard, meaning a small piece of paper, throws it into Bezdin validates, but the Gemara says don't do it on a Megillah, meaning a long sheet of paper, because the guy, and with Tanan, it says, Haitzi olav ksav yodei. If a guy brings out a lender, produces a document against the borrower, shuchayivle, in his own writing, okay, and there's no witnesses on it, gave him an achasim b'nei chayvin. You cannot collect from the property that was sold. There can't be a lien on a property that was sold. If I write a document, okay, I lend you $1,000, and today is what? Chavav, right? Or August 11th, whatever you want to write, yeah? So, if I write, I lent you money, Chavav 26th of Av. Yeah? We know the din is, any property that the borrower sold, after August 11th, there's a lien on the property automatically to me. Right? So any land you sell after the date on the document, I can go to the buyers and take away the land. Right? But if it's an oral loan, or as Igmar says, even if you bring out a document, the guy himself wrote it. I owe you. You cannot go to the fields that were sold. You can only go to the properties that the borrower has free and clear. Why? Because it might not be a valid document. There's no witnesses that make a tumul that to know to warn the buyers that you should have not bought the land because there's a lien on the property. So you say people can do on dishonest things.
That's why post-dated documents are not valid.
Right? No, post-dated are predated.
Predated, right. Predated,
right. Right.
Is there such a law in America too,
Baba? What? Lien on the property?
There is such a thing? You're responsible?
I don't know. I don't know if they have a lien on the property. I don't know. Huh? What?
Nowadays, that's why you need a title company.
For what?
To make sure there's no lien on it.
Title search.
Oh, he says a different thing. Shards are actually are earthenware things, because earthenware types of things are not never used for kosher documents, because you can always erase things and nobody will notice it. On paper, if it is erasing, you could see it, but in these earthenware shards, you can't tell. So a guy signs his name on the shard, it's not going to be a problem of somebody writing a document on it, because it's not a kosher document anyway. Okay, so now the Gemara says like this. Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmul, halacha k'divrei chachamim. The halacha is like the chachamim, that each guy is believed on his own signature 100%, and you don't need anybody other witnesses. So Gemara says, of course, pshiti yachad v'rabim halacha k'rabim. Rebbe is one opinion, the chachamim are another opinion. And we know the halacha always follows the majority opinions. What's the question? So he says, ma'o detema, I would think like this. Halacha k'rebi mechaveri, the Gemara says in many places, whenever Rebbe argues against anybody, the halacha is like him, like Rebbe. So I would think I feel a mechaverov, even when it's many against him, not only one, but even when it's chaverov plural, Kamash Milan, he teaches us no, that here the halacha is like the chachamim, because even though the halacha normally is like Rebbe, but only when he argues against an individual. When he argues against the Chachamim, the halacha is like the Chachamim. Okay?
According to Chachamim, Reuben and Shimon, he said, Reuben, he says, this is mine, Shimon says, this is mine, it's as good as two, right?
Right.
But can Reuben say, this is Shimon, I know, or Shimon said, this is Reuben, also is the same thing?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter, yeah?
You could testify like that.
You don't need two.
No.
They got there on the contract.
Even according to Rebbe, by the way.
Yeah.
That's what the Mishnah says. Zem eksav yodi v'zek sav yodi shechaveri. V'zem is eksav yodi v'zek sav yodi shechaveri. Even Rebbe agrees it's good. According to Chacham, for sure it's good. Because according to Chacham, each one on his own is good.
And then, according to Rebbe, they need two.
Right. Okay. Okay, now the Gemara says like this. Amar le'rav chinna b'chila rav yudam. Or some people say Ravuna by Yehuda said to Rav Yehuda. Some people say Rav Chiyuda by Yehuda said to Rav Yehuda. Or Miya Meshmul Hochi, how could Shmuel say the Allah is like the Chachamim? That each one is believed to testify on their own. It's not true. Why? There's a certain document that came out from Shmuel, Bezdin. It said like this. What did it say in that document from Shmuel's Bezdin? He testified in his own signature. And another one was signed with him, Rav Chanan bar Abba. And since Rav Chanan bar Abba came and testified in his own signature, and also on Rav Anan by Chia's signature, Ashirinu v'kaimu k'dechazer. Okay? What was this case over there? It's a very interesting case. Rav Anan came and said, this is my signature, and this is Rav Chanan. Rav Anan and Rav Chanan signed to the two witnesses. Rav Anan, Rav Chanan. Rav Anan said, this is my signature, and that's his. And Rav Chanan said, that's my signature and that's his. And Shmuel said, it's good. But according to Shmuel, Shmuel just got to saying that you don't need a second witness on your own. So why over there did Shmuel make him have both? Rav Anan testified it on his own and on Rav Chanan's. Rav Chanan testified on his own and on Rav Anan's. And Shmuel said it's a good document. What? But you don't need that. Each one could just say on their own it's good according to Shmuel. Shmuel just got through saying that Allah is like the Chachamim. That you don't need anybody else. You're good enough on your own. So why over there in that case did Shmuel make him two witnesses per name?
He made them or they came to say that like this?
Yeah, but why didn't he demand it? The implication is that Shmuel required that they should do that. But according to Shmuel, that the Loch Zeik the Chachamim, if Rav Anan says it's me, it's good, and Rav Chanan says it's me, why do you need somebody else with them? Amalei said, you're right, but over there was a unique situation. Really, Shmuel says, you don't need it. One guy on himself is believed. You don't need two. Why over there did Shmuel make two? So like this. It was a document of your orphans. Okay? Shmuel was afraid. What's going to happen? People, orphans don't stick up for themselves. They're nabuch, kids, right? And people like to take advantages of orphans. Shmuel was afraid they might go to a bezdin that doesn't know the halachas like the chachamim, that each one's believed on themselves. They might think this mistaken, ignorant bezdin that the halacha is like Rebbe, that you need two. And then they're going to ruin the kids. So Shmuel said, you know what? I want this to be done according to the most strictest opinion, even Rebbe's opinion, that you have to. Let's do it that. You don't need it. But Shmuel said, because we're dealing with orphans, and people take advantage of orphans, and they'll find a bezdin that rules like Rebbe, instead of like the Chachamim. So Shmuel said, you know what? Let's be safe than sorry. Let's make sure we do it 100% according to all opinions, that even a bezdin that says Allah Zeik Rebbe, we're still guaranteed that the kids will be okay.
I'm saying back then they also took advantage of orphans.
Yeah, it's... That's what, let's see it inside. Amaleh, who started the Asmaver, says like this. That was a document of orphans. V'chosh Shmuel Bezdin, Bezdin thought, Shmuel was afraid of making a mistake, Bezdin. V'savah Shmuel, Dumme Ika, the Sphere Le Alocha, Kerebi, Mechavedev, Le Mechavedev. And somebody will think, the Alocha is a Kerebi. Ubaha, in this case, Afil Mechavedev, Savah. Afil Mechavedev, even in the case of this case, you know, that halacha is even when there's a majority opinion, the halacha is also like Rebbe. So he says like this. Shmuel said, let me make it the best possible way. That the orphans shouldn't incur a loss. Shmuel Pashu was afraid they're going to find the bezin that doesn't know how to learn. They're going to say the halacha is like Rebbe, even when he argues against the Chachamim. And therefore, they're going to say, the Dasimim Nakosha, because there's no two witnesses on each one. And therefore, Shmuel said, no, we're not doing that. We're doing it according to everybody.
Before here, nobody knows that Halacha is a Chachamim, right? This is the time that they were discussing it, probably they come to this conclusion.
Yeah.
So it's obvious, they wouldn't know.
Yeah, that's what Shmuel was afraid of. You'll be a Bezdin that doesn't know. In other words, it seems everybody seemed to know the statement that when Rebbe argues against somebody, the halacha is like Rebbe. It wasn't clear, though, when he argues against a rabbim also. So Shmuel said halacha is a halacha like Rebbe only as when he argues against an individual. Against the rabbim, the halacha is not like Rebbe. But some people didn't know that. Some people, you know, everything was oral. So they always say, oh, the halacha is always a Rebbe. What did they hear? The halacha is always a Rebbe. So some people will interpret that to mean, even when they argues against the Chachamim, the majority opinion, the halacha is still like him. And they'll come to make this mistake. So Shmuel said, you know what? Let's make sure there's no misunderstanding over here and it's good according to all opinions. No matter what, we have to take care of the orphans. Okay. This is a real doozer, crazy case. I mean, it's not, it's just, it's, you know, our people, it's like, there's a Rashi in Chumash that when the Jews were angry at Moshe Rabbeinu, they were always angry at him. No matter what he did for them, they were angry at him. Rabbis shouldn't be upset today when their community doesn't like them, because they didn't like Moshe Rabbeinu either. He left early from his house to go to the Oil Merit. People saw he was in the doghouse. He got into a fight with his wife, so he left early. He stayed home late. They said, oh, he's talking to his wife bad about us. No matter what he did, they always spoke about him. You see, the case over here, there's a person, the case is not that it actually happened. The case would be, there was a document with two signatures, and it was validated in Beis Din. Okay? And the guy, so the document is produced to collect money. And the guy said, the witness is forged, and the rabbis is forged.
Oh, wow.
It's all forged. Okay, so now we need to validate that document. So Rav Yehuda says, I'm Rav Yehuda Mishmul, Eid V'dayim Mitztarfim. A witness who signed the document, and the judge who signed the certification of the document, that itself is good for two witnesses. It's a very interesting, the Gemara is going to refute it at the end. Okay? But this is a very interesting concept. There's two signatures, right? Plus we said the henpik. Henpik is the stamp of Beis Din. The Beis Din says, we authenticate the signature. And it's signed. The Beis Din signs it. Okay? Now, later, the document is produced to collect money. The guy says it's forged. The certification is forged, and the signatures are forged. Can you imagine? Okay, after it's certified in Beis Din, the guy has a chutzpah to say it's forged. So now he says like this, if one judge comes and says the certification is good, it's my signature on the certification, and one of the two other witnesses come, not of the certification, of the actual document, it says it's my signature, Shmuel says it's good enough, you can collect with the document. Because we have two witnesses.
I didn't get that.
Huh?
I didn't get that.
Okay. Now you have a document. Yeah, a guy owes somebody $1,000 for it, right? You have two witnesses signed it. To play it safe, the people authenticated the document. So now Beis Din signed that the document, that the signatures are good.
We have two signatures and we have a betting.
Beis Din. And the Beis Din signed the certification too. Right? Now, one of the judges that certified it, so what happened? When they produced this document, which sounds good, the guy says everything is forged. The signatures of the witnesses is forged and the authenticity of the Beis Din is forged. It's all forged. The guy forged the document and the signatures and the Beis Din seal. So now what happens? We want to validate the document again. Right? So one witness comes. Let's see, Reuven and Shimon signed. Yeah? And Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov signed the validation of the Beis Din. So Reuven comes and says, this is my signature. And Avram comes and says, yeah, this is the certification. Shmuel says the document is legit, it's good, perfect, no problem. You can collect the money with it.
But the chiddush is that even though we don't have a Shimon?
Right. It's a very big chiddush because Gemara is going to refute it. Because these two witnesses are testifying about two different things. When the Beis Din authenticates a document, all they're authenticating is the signature. They're not authenticating what happened. Right? When Beis Din validates a document, what are they validating? The signature. Okay, you know, we have the notary today. notary is like a best in approval, right? When you sign your name by a notary, they don't know what's going on in the document. They're just testifying this is your signature.
It doesn't care.
They don't know what's going. They don't know.
They don't want to even know.
Right. So the Gemara is going to ask later, this doesn't make sense. Because the judge is not testifying about what happened in the document. Right? He's just testifying on the witness. And the, yeah? But the witness is testifying what's going on in the document. So why is it good?
So is missing what? Is missing half and half?
Or it's one witness about one thing and one witness about another thing.
But it's all about one thing.
So you put them
no, it's
together,
not.
It's good.
Well, Shmuel here says it's good, but the Gemara is going to say it's ridiculous.
One of them is about the content, one is about the signature. It's not the same thing.
Right.
But it's not very off either, too, you know?
So we'll listen to this Gemara. So he says, I'm going to aid the Dayan, a witness who signed the document, and the judge that signed the certification can combine. Amr Ami Bar Chamel. Kama mal yisah shmaite. Whoa, look how good this din is. Unbelievable din. Amr Abba, that's it. My mal yisah, what's so good about it? He said, Shmuel's din is wrong. May the kamasit sada, what the witnesses is testifying on, like kamasit dayana, the dayan is not testifying on it. May the kamasit dayana, and what the judge is testifying, like a masid sada, the witness is not testifying. He said, what do you mean? Why is it good? One guy's talking about the weather. One guy's talking about potatoes. And you're putting two, like, what are you doing over here? In other words, like the, even according to the Chachamim, that the witness testifies what happened in the document, right? The witness testifies what's going on in the document. But the judge is not testifying what's going on in the document. The judge is testifying that this is a signature. Hey, guys. So we're like, what is it all about?
What is Shemuel thinking?
So listen to this. You want to know about a brother's rivalry? You'll hear this in a second. Who said this din? Rav Yehuda, guys. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel said this din. So the Gemara said like this. Ki asir Rami by Yecheskel, Rav Yehuda, by the way, was Rav Yehuda by Yecheskel. The Gemara says, Stam Rav Yehuda is Rav Yehuda by Yecheskel. You know, it says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Amar Rav Yehuda, it was Rav Yehuda by Yecheskel. He had a brother called Rami. Okay? Rami grew up in Bavel, went to Eretz Yisrael to learn, and came back to Bavel. So he also Rami by Yecheskel. Listen to this. He said to the guys, like the Serina Lahani Kloli, don't listen to any of the rules. The Kal Yehuda Achim Yishmei the Shmuel. What he said in the name of Shmuel. He said, don't trust my brother with anything that he says in the name of Shmuel. Okay, meaning. The judge and the witness cannot combine. Okay. Then the Gemara says like this. The Gemara tells a story. Ikle Rav Noi Achud Rav Chia Barabba. Rav Noi was in Amora. 21b, Chof Alef Amid Beis, top of the page. Okay? Ikle Rav Noi Achud Rav Chia Barabba Lemizman Shum Shishi. Rav Noi, the brother of Rav Chia Barabba, went to buy sesame seeds. He wants someone to buy sesame seeds. For Amen, he said, you know, when they went to do business, they still learned. He said, Hachi Amen Shmuel, Eid V'dayim Mitztarfen. He said this din, that Shmuel said a judge and a witness can combine. Amen Amemes, Amemes said, Kamen Mal Yahosh Maitz, wow, look at how great this law is. Amen Ravashi Lameimer, so Ravashi said to Amemer, are you crazy? Mishum the kausa avur the imei, because Rami Bar Chama, your mother's father Rami Bar Chama, said he praised it. At nami mekausdala, you could also praise the din. Who praised the din of Shmuel? Rami Bar Chama, who was the grandfather of Rav Noi, the Chiyah Rabba, who was his mother's father. So he said, I understand. You're praising Shmuel's din because your grandfather praised it. Rava refuted it. So what are you praising it? And the halacha is, by the way, that an aid and a dying cannot be mitztaref. Because it's testifying about two different things. Okay.